This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, good morning. Welcome to the show on this November 27th, Wednesday. I'm Julian Ng with Wong Xiaoning, and in about 15 minutes, we'll be speaking to Dr. Nuliana Kamarudin, Senior Lecturer of Asia-Europe Institute at University of Malaysia, on relations between Malaysia and South Korea. And now for markets, Asian stocks yesterday were mostly in the red. Hang Seng Korea as well as Singapore was down 0.5%. The local market was also down 0.5%. Only Japan and Shanghai was up. Japan by 0.4% and Shanghai just slightly up at 0.03%.
Meanwhile, in the US, miraculously, the Dow, S&P 500, Nasdaq were all up 0.2%. They all shared the same gain.
All right, that is due to some optimism of the trade talks between US and China. And for more of that, we have Dorch Dolan, Chief Investment Officer of Lander Wealth Management, on the line. So, Dorch, we are heading into 3 months of rally in the US stock market. And Jerome Powell yesterday also struck an upbeat tone for the stock market. What is your takeaway from that?
Well, good morning. I believe that Powell and Trump came together, and when they were talking privately, they both understood they want the same bottom line. They take credit or not for how to get there, but they are properly aligned. And so I can see that the Federal Reserve is going to support our stock market regardless of what consumer confidence says. So it gives a good environment. Now, it does change from time to time, as you were saying about the trade talks. So we are seeing a great deal of sector rotation, very important, like bank stocks. They remain favorable long-term, but now they start to undergo some short-term correction. So we suspect that that will continue. But in the meantime, we feel very, very strongly that the Federal Reserve is going to support a favorable market environment.
And, Dodge, you mentioned trade talks. So on that subject, the Ministry of Commerce in the U.S. has said that the U.S. and China have come to some consensus and will keep in contact over phase one of a trade deal. But the question is, if no deal is reached by 15 December, do you think that President Trump will then impose that 15% tariffs on $160 billion worth of Chinese imports?
Very highly likely. This is a very short-term environment where the U.S. has has more of control over what's happening, and that changes over time. So we're only talking short term, and we're only talking to December, mid-December. So, yes, I do believe that the threat of imposing the 15% tariffs is quite real, and that it is part of the reason why there are talks now that China and U.S. are coming to consensus.
And, Dodger, earlier on, you talked about consumer confidence, and they've been supporting the market thus far. And today we are going to see the consumer confidence numbers coming out. Any takeaways from that?
I feel we're going to get disappointed. I think there's going to be further weakness. I think the expectations are above 126. But I don't think I think it's going to be weaker. And I don't know how much impact that's going to have on our stock market short term between now and the end of the year, but it is some. We're beginning to develop a trend, and we're going to have to watch this very carefully. And as we get closer to the beginning of next year, the market's going to have to prove itself against perhaps a weakening environment. That it's just going to be harder to keep going up. But in the meantime, I do see further strength in our market for now.
And Dodge, it's still the tail end of earnings season with names like HP and Abercrombie and Finch due to report results. But has anything caught your eye at this moment?
Oh, yes. I listen very carefully to what the results are and also the reason, what is causing the results. Abercrombie will pin flat sales on Brexit, Hong Kong, global warming, other macroeconomic factors well beyond its control. So, you know, it's down, and we suspect there'll be further weakness. Now, Hewlett Packard, they dipped 3% in our after-hours trading on Monday after they reported fourth-quarter revenue that fell short of analyst estimates. But there is further expectation that they will be able to adjust to the future. And that's really what we're looking for. We're looking for companies and what they're saying about how they're going to adjust. The environment is completely different. It's changing. The only thing that's constant now is that you can expect further changes. So we're looking for companies. Disney is doing well right now because it's perceived to be at the front now of the entertainment contest, but that may not last forever. So what we're watching for is companies that report with indications that they're going to be able to adapt.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And that was Dodge Dolan, Chief Investment Officer of Lander Wealth Management. And Dodge is saying that he's not too positive about consumer confidence, but he believes that Donald Trump and Jerome Powell will continue to play tag on to support the market further through policy. The other big news, Xiaoning, is that in Hong Kong, Alibaba listed for the second time yesterday. The first time was a few years ago in the New York Stock Exchange in what was one of the biggest IPOs of that particular year. And possibly yesterday as well, Alibaba's listing in Hong Kong, which raised $11 billion, is also pretty big. And the stock jumped 6% yesterday.
Yeah, the significance of this listing cannot be underestimated because, it's one of the largest tech companies out there. And it's kind of like a going home, right, in a way, and it sends the right signal to the markets, especially after the series of Hong Kong protests. So, like it said, it is Alibaba says they've returned home, and when the city has actually seen unrest and uncertainty, and it's a vote of confidence by Beijing in Hong Kong's future as a financial center.
Yep, and also over in Mexico, they are having an ambitious stimulus package worth about $43 billion to build infrastructure from 2020 to 2024. This is expected to add about 2 to 3 percentage points to Mexico's economy of about $1.5 trillion. The GDP growth right now is 2%. So 2 to 3% boost is double of the kind of growth that they are experiencing right now.
Actually, if you look at the numbers in greater detail for Mexico, the third quarter of this year, the growth was actually zero, and after falls of 0.1% in the fourth quarter of 2018 and each of the first two quarters of 2019. So technically, they're in what they call a technical recession. So hence this need to roll out all these infrastructure projects.
And talking about technical recession, Bill Gross, who used to manage $2 trillion in assets, are predicting that the US market will range between 0% and negative 10% next year, supporting this doom and gloom scenario that we see everywhere in the world today. So let's hope he's not right.
Well, not surprising. After all, the US has had a very good run. I mean, NASDAQ is up 30%, S&P 500 up 25%, Dow up 20%. Interest rates are at all-time low. So,
We shall see. All right, coming up next, we'll be speaking to Dr. Nurliana Kamarudin, Senior Lecturer of the Asia-Europe Institute at University of Malaysia, on Malaysian-Korean relations. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.